Barricades, written by Draconic Sock Puppet and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. You don't even bother to make a proper excuse. Jarlan looked up at the ceiling. He was trying to be patient, to let Shunwei confess on his own, but he was hard-pressed to keep his temper more and more with every terrible deflection that came out of Shunwei's mouth. Are you actually going to try and tell me you're just a normal person who happens to be unlucky again? Shunwei's throat bobbed. I don't know what you want me to say. You could tell me the truth. Jialan stared at him. Do you think I don't already know? Shunwei immediately lifted his eyes, his face still blank but for a tightness around his lips. What do you mean by that? I am trying to believe you, Jialan said slowly. But you make it difficult with your obvious lies and evasions. You are very bad at lying. Shunwei pursed his lips. Please just drop the act. Shunwei was like a solid wall, devoid of any response. Jialan sighed and turned away. Fine, you're just a normal person who happens to be unlucky. He walked away a few steps. I thought... No... I hoped we might be friends. We have always been friends. Shunwei's voice came quick and low and vehement. Jialan turned to face him. Friends don't keep each other in the dark. Friends don't feed each other obvious lies. Friends trust each other. He took a long, deep breath. As I have trusted you, despite the fact I know you've lied to me so many times. Shunwei's eyes dropped. The muscles around his mouth worked, a succession of nervous twitches as Shunwei obviously considered what to say, and discarded each option one by one. Jialan finally believed he might be breaking through that massive wall Shunwei'd kept between them since they met. Wait. What do you mean, always? Shunwei met his eyes. Jialan, there are many things I can't tell you. I'm sorry. Fine. It wasn't as though he didn't already know that. But there have to be some truths you can share with me. Your own secrets. Ones that won't hurt anyone else. Shunwei exhaled slowly. I'm from Dixing. Jialan grinned at him. Wonderful. He leaned in and took the lollipop out of his mouth to point at Shunwei with it. Now, was that so difficult? What? Shunwei blinked incredulously, but... I'll tell you a secret now, Jialan winked. I already knew. Wait, you... Shunwei's face fell. What else do you know? Why don't we play a game? You tell me something about yourself. And I'll tell you whether I already knew it. Shunwei raised an eyebrow. That's not much of a game. I don't have as many secrets as you do, Shunwei snorted. But if you want, I'll reciprocate. Sound came from the next room. Footsteps, speech, and laughter. Jialan and Shunwei looked at each other. Their moment of privacy was over. Tonight, Shunwei said, with a little downward quirk to his lips. Come find me and we'll talk. I will hold you to that, Jialan promised. So don't disappoint me. Shunwei's mouth twitched again. It was a start. The end.